everybody. Welcome to another segment of Tony's show. Sorry I'm running really late today. I had an interesting day. I was doing an interview yesterday or day before with in Israel. And a friend of mine, another healer here in the city, saw it, gave me a call. And I haven't seen her in a while. She's been not feeling good. So I went down and had a visit. We had a good chat, exchanging some concepts and observations we both have made, and so my day has been behind, you know, on everything. So it was a good visit. It was a good engaging conversation that we had on different things and remedies and whatnot being exchanged. I got something in the email. It's a song called Define Better, and someone sent me a concert from London, but that one doesn't have the words. So what I did tonight is I got the old one from the YouTube and I got the new one from London. They're both on there. I think I'm going to play the song because I think everyone that has been, how would you put it? Everyone's been violated by these injections, and I'll explain why. Those of us who didn't take the injections were basically lambasted and ridiculed and put down, which is really not a big deal. Most of us are tough skin, and we just basically have an FRO attitude anyway. At least I do. And we had to endure, and we still have to endure, the fact that these people now who have taken these injections are either violating us by exposing us to whatever is hopping from person to person, or worse, the fact that a lot of the relatives and friends that we know are dying from these damn bioweapons they inserted into these people. And it's a shame that this has happened, that throughout all of this, you know, there's no winner here. None. You know, we have friends, we've been separated from family. I was talking to a friend of mine, and she and her husband are the only ones in their whole family that aren't injected. Everybody else has been the third jab, up to the third jab. I really cannot understand this fear. I really can't get this, can't understand this fear. It's a fear that shouldn't even exist. If anybody had any kind of common sense or common rationale, if you can't locate something or identify something, how can you create an injection or a bioweapon for something you don't even know is out there, if it's out there? And they played this lie so well, they played this deception so well, that so many people fell for it, and it's also indicative at the intellect level of people today. Incapable of rationalizing and even analyzing what we're seeing on the television. This just goes to show you that after 60, 70, 80 years of watching the effing television, it has caused us to all have some kind of brain damage. It affects us psychologically, it affects us emotionally, it affects us mentally. In most people's cases, it seems to have erased the brain cells in the brain and replaced it with stupidity. So here we are today, every side suffering some kind of something. And we've all had family members that are not too bright. I know I do. Maybe I should just speak on my own. Maybe everybody else has got geniuses in their homes, but I don't. My mom didn't get the jab. Other family members did. I can say no more without really being denigrating, especially after we had a conversation about the whole topic, and then they went and got the effing thing anyway, and then injected my nephew. That really annoyed me, to say the least. If you want to kill yourself, that's one thing. You want to jump off a fucking cliff, that's one thing, but do not take your kids with you. You know, anyway, like I said, I won't get into it because I'll get very Canadian about it. Anyway, so like I said, we've all lost something, but this song, it really, it's a very hard-hitting song. It's very inner city, but the message is universal. And I think, in all honesty, I think everybody should hear it. I'm gonna play the old one, because that one has the words. And so if you are listening to this at all on any level, okay, that's the new one. Okay, that's another one. I gotta find it now. One of those things that seems to, you know, they disappear on you. Okay, that's that one. What happened to the other one now? Holy jumping. Okay, I think I might have it here. Anyway, the
ladies and gents, welcome back.
Wrong one. Okay, I found it. All right, I'm going to play the old one. The old one has the words. If you've never heard the song or you've never read the words, you should read them. Because this is before the Corona COVID deception. We're all being hit with microwave technology. We're all being hit with radar wave technology. We're all being hit with ground wave technology. We're all being hit with 6G. And we don't realize how much of this shit we're being hit with. And your cell phones are hitting you with radiation, and all these other technical things that we're using are hitting us with all kinds, or even your cars are emitting radiation. So the real weapon that we're dealing with is the quiet weapon, the one that they're not talking about. The real weapon that's killing us is frequencies, activating these injections. I get still people sending me reports that are really outdated. You know, that in my humble opinion, most of the doctors that we're hearing today on these talk shows, in my humble opinion, are full of shit. Every one of them. They're not giving you any details. Only one have I heard actually tell people the truth that you can't get this out. The rest of them, as far as I'm concerned, are shills, thieves, liars, and murderers, all of them. And when I hear some of these reports are coming out, either they're really outdated reports I'm getting, or if they're still propagating these deceptions, really, it's all about, okay, this is how I'm going to put it. It's going to sound cold, but it's the reality. They know these people are going to die. They know they can't do a damn thing for them, except sell them a line of bullshit. So what happens is these people will go in with the high hopes that some doctor is going to be able to take this crap out of them. And all they're going to wind up doing is spending their last penny or dollar to this practitioner of deception and then die in poverty. Maybe being stripped, genetically dissected, whatever. The move to get money out of dead people, is because that's what we're looking at, is unbelievable. And these doctors, these so-called doctors or physicians, have absolutely no ethical, moral, or even spiritual character. As far as I'm concerned, they're nothing but, you know, the children of Belial, children of Moloch. That's how I see them. Anybody that would do this to somebody, and knowing full well that these people are going to be dead, and you're going to steal their hard-earned cash, they worked all, you'll say, well, they're not going to need it where they're going. That may be true, but they may have family members that didn't take the jab that maybe could use that cash. Like I said, no ethics, no moral, nothing. You know, when I see some of these talk shows, I can only take about 10 seconds of them. And I hear them ranting and raving about this person, that person, this thing, that, and then they bring on dumbass to talk about, yeah, you know, we found, and they still don't know what they're looking at. And you know what? You couldn't tell them if you wanted to. They will not hear it. Because if you actually show them what they're looking at, Now they'll be forced to be responsible to deal with what you're showing them, and they don't want that responsibility. Especially they're being paid by the FDA and the drug cartels and the WHO and the WEF to look the other way. This is total reset. We are heading to a reset like the First or Second World War, where after the war, people were brought down to a level of stupidity and despondency and dependency on the government. Look at the First World War. Look at Metropolis 1927, and then look at 1929 when the market crashed and the First World War when it started. After that war was done, the general population were dumb as a bag of rocks. And then they repeated it again during the Second World War with Hitler, and Hitler got rid of the banks that caused the war in the first place. It was all being controlled, and Churchill provoked him into that war. Just like Macron is probably provoking Putin into and the British are provoking Putin. This is all staged. This is the if you look at history and you look at what went on in the First World War and the Second World War, you'll see this is the same shit going on right now with Russia and Ukraine. And you know damn well, if Russia really wanted to take the Ukraine out, it would have already been done. They're not going to go in there and screw around. They would have gone in there and just wiped them out. I mean, the Russia of yesteryear, wherever they went, they were dreaded. Not today. Today, this is just a song and pony. Now, I saw the other day 10 million Russians are getting out of Russia because they don't want to be conscribed. I don't get, you know, it's just like the Vietnam War. Same thing happened during the Vietnam War. A lot of Americans jumped to Canada and went elsewhere. They didn't want to be drafted to go fight a war. They knew there was no war. Vietnam War was not a war. That was a joke. That was to send men over to Vietnam and having them slaughtered. What, it was 58 million men went over there and died, and then what didn't die came back to America and died from Agent Orange. Same thing will happen in Russia, no different. This is all staged. Look at this scenario. Look at World War II. Look at World War I. It's the same crap being repeated over and over again. This is to consolidate the power on the planet to the billionaires. And then to turn everybody into a vegetable again. They'll forget everything, and they'll just continue to, you know, be the best slave they could possibly be. They'll work together as a team, so that the team can shine for their taskmasters. Well, their taskmasters are making millions. They give them a crumb, maybe a slice of bread. Oh, you're such a good worker. Have a piece of bread. Maybe chocolate, cake. Nothing's changed. Not an effing thing has changed. All we're doing is repeating a cycle over and over and over and over and over and over again. This bullshit's been going on since the garden. Anyway, I'm going to play the song because I want to find... There was a minister I heard tonight. Like I said, I don't really like listening to a lot of ministers. I think most of them are full of shit, too. You know, I was talking to somebody about, you know, she thinks that... what I think, that this is the mark of the beast that they're putting out on people, and that the my thinking is when John was blind, put on the island of Patmos, and we saw the beast, what I think he was seeing was the symbol of the WHO, the chimera. Now, if he was looking at a chimera back then, he would not have known what that was. Or if he did know what it was, maybe that's how they referenced the chimera as a beast. Because a chimera was a two-headed animal. One goat, one lion, the body of a reptile, the tail of a snake, and the paws of a bear. That's completely symbolic of genetics. And that's what he saw, the beast. And he saw that people were wearing the mark of the beast. Imagine that. Anyway, that's my opinion on it. Not everybody will agree with it. That's fine. You know, I don't care what you think. I reflect more on what I think. I can discuss things with people, And if they have something valid and I could, and that I'm more than willing to change my mind if there's some validity to it. But so far, everything I'm seeing is indicating that that's what it's been, that's what it's going, that's what it is, and it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. Anyway, let me get to the music. Hold on. Here we go. Define better.
Say he's better. I look him in the eyes, I see a glassy look. He's not really there, it's a life they took. He no longer cries, no longer sings. Hardly ever laughs, don't do much of anything. But he's much more quiet, he's not in the hair. Also much less alive, but they don't really care. Less in the way is what they really want. They claim they got the cure in this, lies they flaunt. He used to be alive, now he's closer to dead. But they say he's better, he don't fight if it's in. I tell it like it is, but they don't wanna hear it. Just stuff him full of drugs like they done for years. Speak out against the label and the drug, and now, and the ones being played, screaming how about the people they claim this improved to the letter. Just look them in the eyes and say, define better.
Keeps her eyes to the floor, a task and a task, and her mind is in a basket. No strength to make a stand, cause she knows she'll get her ass kicked. But she can pop another pill to make it better still, while distancing the dream she will never fulfill. Time to kill, take and spill. These drugs making death look better to her. Maybe she will. Her body's still there, but the sparkle is gone. In a materialistic world, where does the spirit belong? So who's gonna notice there is anything wrong? What fools call the better, droning on and on. It's not a problem in her, it's a problem to you. She's got a problem in life, you played a part in it too. Only stupid or oppressive claim these drugs unfettered. Those that claim they've improved, yeah right, define better.
Sold down the river, enemies salivating while the fools deliver. Teachers, schools falling for it, countless sisters, brothers dying for it. Run, mama, run, your baby's choking, you can stop it. Life draining out of him, I know you know it. You trusted, look what it just did. Big Pharma won't save you now. People screaming, say them how it's too late. Not error, not fate, but hate. Don't you understand? Stand up, be heard, you know we be the last stand. Don't be naive, nah, don't you believe? Check history, it's no mystery. Learn from the past, people. It's our future, it's our children.
Are pretty powerful. pretty hardcore. But the words really are very relevant to today's time because, you know, no test, nothing. The whole thing was a lie and a scam. And we don't really need to anymore really find evidence and proof because we all know it's bullshit. The unfortunate reality is now the victims of the aftermath of this are those who've taken the jab and are dying or being crippled, and those who didn't take the jab who now are exposed to a time bomb that once they come in contact with somebody who's been vaccinated can now pass on from one person to another. And you may hear some goofy effing doctor deny this. These are not doctors. These are dumbasses. They have no idea of anything. They're educated fools. They don't understand how this weapon works. They don't understand how this is not an injection or a vaccine, but an injection designed to enter and access the DNA, the genetic code, and the chromosomes, and to alter them irreversibly. They have no clue of nanotechnology, how nano can go inside and construct different networks within the system, allowing this type of genetic code to take over the body. They have no idea. They are at least 30 years behind a lot of them. And there are some of them will never accept this. Because it diminishes their certification. Now they're oafs. You know, goofy, ignorant, stupid, unlearned. And they're now in a field that is way, way, way past them. And they will try to prove that this is some sort of biology. And then they'll define it that this is a biology they've never seen before. This game has been going on for over 60 years, I gotta tell you. It's been one pile of bullshit for the last... And this also explains why in the last 90 years we have not seen one cure. Not one. At all. Because mankind has been subjected to experimentation for over 90 years, since the First World War. And beyond, when the previous reset was running, before they destroyed it, it was the same thing going on even in that reset and the one before it and the one before it and the one before it. This has been an ongoing experiment on this planet for as long as we have existed on this shithole. And that's what this is. This is a shithole. When we look around us and we start thinking just a little bit, for those of us who are biblically orientated, okay, that's a good way of putting it, biblically orientated, we're always talking about an afterlife which is far better. How Jesus went and prepared a place for us and how there's this heavenly place and this mansion in the sky and all this crap. I shouldn't say crap. All these things. And we get down here on this plane of existence, and what do we get? We get a complete inversion. Everything is inverted. We're afraid to die. We're afraid to go home. We're pursuing life. We're chasing a dream. And that's all it really is a dream. You know, when I talk to a lot of people in the age group that I'm in, you know, those of us who have survived this long, and we look back over the time, and we see how effing stupid we were too, and how it took time for us to get to a point of awareness and awakeness, real awakeness, to see what's really going on, and to see what actually has transpired over the 60 or plus years that most of us in that group have seen. We have never seen this level of stupidity ever till now. We have never seen this level of immorality and decadence that we're seeing now. People are taking their five-year-olds to a stag show. Are you kidding me? You know, the gender bender education that they're getting today, that was unheard of. Back then, if somebody had mentioned that back then, they would have hung them by their credentials. Today, it just flies. Just flies. Today, kids are being, you know, marketed like cattle so they can get adrenochrome out of them. It was going on then, too. We just didn't know about it. I don't think it was going on to the extent it's going on today, but today, but back then, if that, if somebody had caught somebody doing that back then, it would have sucked to have been that person or persons. The concept that a pedophile can now demand equal rights as a gender, that was unheard of back then. You didn't say you were a pedophile. You wouldn't even mention it. If you went outside and said, oh yeah, I'm going to look for a five-year-old to have sex with, somebody would have shot you. It just would have happened. Lead would have been flying from somewhere. You know, everybody would have been running and ducking into whatever, but somebody would have got some lead in their diet. Today, look at it. Look at it. This is such a depraved system we're in today. And we've been brainwashed and we've been mind effed to continue living in this life, accepting crap without question. A lot of people are now questioning, and we don't really think. I got to speak on my behalf on that too. I haven't, for the longest time, been trained to, you know, go and be successful in this matrix, but the inverted bizarre thing about that, the more successful you are in this matrix and the deeper you get into this matrix, the harder it is to get out of it, because it becomes an entwining snare. So you're caught in a spider's web that is almost virtually impossible to break. So if you're having setbacks and things are not going according to your plan, it might be because, like I said, you might be being redirected to go a different direction, because the deeper you go into that plan, the harder it is to get out, and you may not be able to get out. And we don't think in terms of, this place is such an effing shithole that maybe we should start looking at going to the other side, going home, leaving this place behind. This place is going to be nothing left. By the time the WEF, the WHO, the FDA, the CDC, the health ministries of the planet get done with destroying this planet will be unfit for a cockroach to live in. It'll be that damaged. Now, the biblical reference of Jesus, when Jesus says, when he comes back, will he find faith on earth? Will he find anything left on earth? That's the question. So I keep thinking, perhaps maybe we should start thinking in terms of going home. Not saying to commit suicide or anything like that. I'm just saying we may need to start waking up that, you know, this place was only a temporary boat anyway. It was a place we were going to camp out until we died and then go to our real home. So just a thought. I'm presenting this in this way to get everybody to start thinking. When we look around, even if we were to break away and form our own communities and our own setup and our own system, I was talking to Shy about something, and once he gets it going, and he lets me know more about it, I will talk about it on the show. But if this works, even if we have that, we set up isolated communities to separate ourselves from this crap, so we don't get caught up in God's wrath when he releases it on this shit. Because that's what's going to happen. The Bible says if you're still here and you haven't left, but when God empties out his wrath, you're going to feel it as well. If you stick around, you're going to feel it. That's what he said. I'm paraphrasing it, but that's what he said. So maybe, like I said, we need to start reevaluating our, because the way it's going, they're talking about in Canada, They're going to do away with the arrive can. They're going to do away with the mandates. They're going to do away with all this bullshit. The reason why they're going to do away with it all is because the court case is coming, and they want to make sure they eliminated this before the court case comes so that they could throw it out of court. So what they're going to be doing every time they want to instate some sort of fascist rule, they'll put it into people. You'll take it to court, and by the time it gets to the court, they'll have removed it. And now I'm going to point something out here to everybody in Canada. We didn't win an effing thing here. Not one thing. Okay, I'm going to tell you the bullshit here. The front line here is, oh, this is good news. We don't have to have a ride can. That's going to be just, you know, by choice. And we're going to remove all the mandates. Yay! Woohoo! But they're going to take the money and digitize the money. So you're still going to have some sort of electronic surveillance on you in order to get your cash out of the bank. So wherever you go, they're still going to surveil you. The reason why the arrive can is not going to be mandatory anymore is because the new and improved electronic currency coming up is going to require that kind of technology anyway. You're still going to be dealing with bullshit. The best thing everybody could do is take their money out of the bank and let them drop. Then they'll be begging you to put the money back in. And you better, if you're going to pull money out, you better start pulling out good chunks of it, because eventually they're going to start regulating the amount of cash you're going to be able to pull out of a bank. You know, no more than maybe $500 a week. So again, start thinking. If they start controlling your cash flow, then keep your cash at home. This way you'll always have it. If you need it for an emergency, you're not going to be restricted by the bank to what you can take out. And it's your money. Like I said, we aren't winning here. We're getting deeper into the rabbit hole. That's all we're doing. This has been nothing but a front, a camouflage, a sabotage. This is not going to get better on any level. This is, and you know what? We haven't stopped nothing in Canada either. Anybody who says that we won any battle, we haven't won any battle. Everything is still going on. All they've done is when they stopped one thing is because they had something else already in place to replace whatever they were doing. So they're giving us the impression that we're winning something. We're not winning. We're not winning. And as long as we stay part of Confederation, we're going to be sucked into the WEF. And Pierre Poilievre, you know effing well he's a WEF candidate. And you see that they're grooming him to become the next prime minister. God help us. We're not going to see much difference between him and Trudeau. He will take his orders from the WEF, and he'll do what they tell him to do. And his first thing he wants to do, he wants to take away our regulations so that Canadian businesses can compete in Canada with other foreign companies. Now he's going to allow these foreign companies to take over those businesses. We're not going to recognize Canada. The way it's going, it's pretty much, you know, 10 nails already in the coffin. You know, that's where we're really at. And again, if anyone's saying whatever they're saying on it, I mean, I don't see how we're winning anything, to be honest with you. Okay, I'm going to play something that was from 1995. What a time to be alive. And again, they're talking to us about stuff that was coming. Hold on one second. Give me a second here. Here we go.
In an old video from 1995, a theology professor named Pierre Gilbert warned of mandatory vaccines that would turn recipients into zombies. He speaks in French, so I will translate. In the biological destruction, there are the organized tempests on the magnetic fields. What will follow is the contamination of the bloodstreams of mankind, creating intentional infections. This would be enforced via laws that will make vaccination mandatory, and these vaccines will make possible to control people. The vaccines will have liquid crystals that will become hosted in the brain cells, which will become micro receivers of electromagnetic fields, where waves of very low frequencies will be sent. And through these low frequency waves, people will be unable to think. You'll be turned into a zombie. Don't think of this as a hypothesis. This has been done. Think of Rwanda. There isn't much information I could find about Pierre Gilbert, but what he said 26 years ago certainly rings true today. In 2016, The Guardian published, "Genetically engineered magnetoprotein remotely controls brain and behavior." Here we can see zebrafish larvae that have been injected with magneto being manipulated with magnetic fields. In March of 2020, Defense One published an article on how hydrogel biosensors are ready to be injected into people's bodies, funded by DARPA and Bill Gates. If you search magnetic nanoparticles, you will find several articles and videos explaining the so-called benefits of this invasive technology that can control parts of the human body via external frequencies. Livestock needs to be branded and tracked. And the enslavement of humanity is voluntary, which is why the so-called vaccines are voluntary. And sadly, there seems to be millions of people eagerly lining up to be state property.
Talk about that today. That was 1995. So you can see how far back this has been planned and how far back nanotechnology was already being utilized by the military, the industrial complex, the medical, Bill Gates and his group. There has been a war on mankind for a long time. And in certain, this is why I don't get caught up on that whole graphene thing. Like I said, I've got research dating back 13 years. I got enough to start make a 3-inch book. And these, like I said, these doctors have absolutely no idea what they're looking at. And graphene is not magnetic. If anybody took the time and did the research on what a diamagnetic is, they'll see that graphene is a diamagnetic. In order for graphene to be able to attract a magnetic field, you'd have to bind it with cobalt, nickel, aluminum, or iron. And even then, if you bound it, the magnetic field would be dispersed through the graphene out the door. So like I said, there's a lot going on, and they have absolutely no idea really what's going on, how this stuff really works, what can be done. And a lot of you, write me emails showing me, you got this, you got that. So a lot of you still think you got Lyme. I'm going to tell you straight out, right off the bat, even if you get a test, and the test is showing that you have a positive Lyme test, disregard it. That's just bullshit. Most people that have had Lyme that have seen me, and I've got them either in the bucket, the triangle, the Van de Graaff, or the spike, have seen things come out of their bodies that they're in shock. And these are all fullerenes, assembled fullerenes or assembling fullerenes. Most of the stuff that we're dealing with today is due to epigenetics from synthetic biology. Again, you will never, never hear that in the medical. Not for at least another 10 or 15 years. And by that time, a lot of you will either be dead, or you'll have grown senile because of the nano in the brain, giving you Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's. That's what's causing the brain to malfunction. All the epigenetics from the atmosphere that we've been exposed to in all our lives. Working in factories, breathing in solvents, breathing in metals, breathing in chemicals. That stuff didn't go away. It got lodged into the brain. After a while, a certain amount of accumulation caused the brain to go cuckoo. So there needs to be some heavy-duty detoxification of the brain. you know, the, we're like I said, we're no longer in some kind of Kansas, we're not back in Kansas anymore. We are now at the doorsteps of the altar of Baal, the altar of Moloch. The earth is being sacrificed to demonic entities. Imagine that. Okay, I was talking earlier that I'd done an interview with Ahava there, or Shai, and we did an interview on his show. So anyway, check out the link. We were talking about peroxide. I don't know how long this thing is. Give me a second here. Let's see here.
It's been a while that the...
Okay, it's 24 minutes. Let's see what we got here. Oop, wrong one. Give me a second. Yeah, no, I won't play it. Anyway, it's listed up there. We got into a discussion about peroxide. So I gave him my insight on it and how to use it properly and what to take to neutralize some of the pro-oxidant activities that can happen. Some people can take... You got to remember, what causes gray hair is peroxyls or peroxide, which are the free radicals of peroxide. So these peroxyls, if you are not held in check by taking C and copper, it will have a graying effect on your hair. Now, you had a guy comment saying that he never had that effect. I said, well, if he was using 35%, he would have. You know, if he was using whatever he was using, you know, might have been 1%, you know, and then again, you wouldn't get very much out of it. But anyway, it's an interesting thing, and also Shai put up a bunch of literature I sent him, different books. He's got a link off my page, how to actually apply it and utilize it in different things. So we had a pretty good talk, and we had a pretty good talk after the show in regarding to what we're seeing. And he was sharing some information with me, so now I'm just waiting to see how he develops what he's going to develop. And as he lets me know what's going on, I will share that with you as well. So when you get a chance, check out his site. You know, don't be shy. We talk very candidly on the show too. So again, tune in. I was listening to a minister. I was telling this earlier, and this minister, he intrigued me when he started talking about Genesis and connecting it to DNA and chromosomes, and it was really his presentation on it was very unique. I gotta say, I was really impressed. I was actually impressed that the minister saw this. And I guess he's an ex-Pentecostal guy, because he was talking about some stuff there, and he was mentioning some of the false doctrines that are being taught. And you know what? I don't care where you're in. If you're a charismatic Catholic, if you're a Catholic, Protestant, born again, Baptist, Pentecostal, Jehovah, whatever you are, non-denominational, don't be surprised that some of the stuff that you've been taught isn't even accurate. You know, anybody can show you how to take the Bible and manipulate it. You know, every cult, sect, and religion knows how to do that. But you better start paying attention to what you're really reading. He did a pretty good job, like I said, in the way he presented it. I thought he'd done a wonderful job, because I saw a similar thing in Genesis as well. I just didn't express it the way he did it. I'm looking at it from an AI perspective and from genetics. And he... Anyway, when you read it, you're going to find him extremely fascinating. I did, anyway. Even if you're not biblically orientated, you may find what he was saying of great intrigue in regarding to Genesis. Even the devil, in his talk with Eve, was referencing the chromosomes. I found very fascinating. Anyway... He mentioned about a triple helix. And when I got a document up here on that, and I thought, well, it's pretty good. And again, they're, like I said, they're using... Let me read a little something here. PNA, which is basically protein or peptide nucleic acids, unique properties potentially give it several advantages over antisense DNAs and RNAs, including more versatility in binding to DNA as well as RNA, stronger binding to its target, and greater chemical stability in the enzyme-laden cellular environment. Many studies have demonstrated PNA's suitability for modifying gene expression, mostly in molecular test tube experiments and cell culture. Now, this is a little dated thing here, so this is, they're actually able to do this today. Studies in animals have begun and has researched as ways to transform PNA into drugs that can readily enter person's cells from the bloodstream. Does this sound familiar? Does this sound familiar? Let me see here. I'm trying to find a little bit more here. Give me a second. artificial life. Let's see here. Yeah, people that are developing artificial life are using PNA. By bridging the realm of nucleic acids and proteins, PNA might be able to serve both as a store information like DNA and as the catalytic machinery of an artificial cell. Like many protein-based enzymes in natural cells, it is a potential dual ability, along with PNA's other properties, that has attracted the interest of scientists seeking to create artificial life. In many respects, however, RNA is ahead of PNA in this game. Natural and synthesized examples of catalyst RNA abound. Catalytic PNA molecules, in contrast, remain to be discovered, yet just like proteins of RNA, PNA oligomers do fold up into kinds of shapes, so-called secondary and tertiary structures, that are the key to performing catalysts. That is your origami that they're talking about, and the fact that the PNA can actually function like an RNA. Let me read this. The most advanced approaches in creating life from the bottom up by assembling collections of molecules seek to identify self-replicating RNA molecules that catalyze their own synthesis. In principle, the RNA molecules in these schemes could be substituted with PNA or very similar synthetic molecule. Autocatalytic replication systems using short oligonucleotides have been discovered, and as have self-replicating short peptides. Self-replicating short peptides. Thus, it should be possible to develop analogous self-replicating PNA systems. A self-replicating system based on PNA would have the advantage of chemically robust peptide bonds, along with the versatility and specificity of base sequence recognition. This is what everyone should be afraid of. When you're talking XNA, xenic nucleic acids, XNA can bind to your DNA and replicate your DNA to a T. Your body wouldn't reject it, and it can bring with it any kind of programming. With peptide nucleic acids, again, all that's required is for it to integrate or interface is when the DNA opens up, it can enter through the slit that it produces, bind with that DNA, and then alter its operating system, just like XNA can. You got tRNA, you got siRNA, gRNA, there's a lot of ribonucleic acids that can program your DNA or RNA. Injections should be really considered in the future. Do you want a genetic material put inside your body that can alter everything about you? Even Klaus Schwab said the same thing. Nothing changes, but you do. So again, these are things that we need to start bringing ourselves up to speed. We're no longer dealing with normal biology. Most illnesses today are a direct result of synthetic biology, which the doctors of today's time still don't have a clue. Keep that in mind the next time the doctor offers you a flu shot. What is he putting in your arm? What are they actually putting into those injections? Are these other types of bioweapons? These are questions you need to ask. These are questions you need to ask yourself, and these are questions you need to realize that you're not going to get the truth from the medical field. Not on any of this. Something to think about. Yet they didn't have any ethical, moral, spiritual value in regarding to telling people the truth about these injections were experimental and didn't give anybody any choice, destroyed their economies, destroyed the jobs, destroying the banks, the banking system. This has all been done in a stack of dominoes. First they broke you, they gave you a little money to get you by, they took away your job, and now then they forced you to wear a bib around your face. Now we got people wearing it because, and for no reason. Mandates are gone, they're still putting them on. That tells you the brain is shot. They have absolutely no capacity to interpret or analyze anything of any fact. All they're doing is primarily reacting to fear. That's it. Don't react to fear. Arm yourselves with facts. Arm yourself with knowledge. Arm yourself with wisdom. This way, when something comes your way, you can start asking the correct questions you need to ask so you can avoid being targeted with a new bioweapon. Something to consider. All right, I'm going to wind it down. I think we're at the time. Anyway, I always say at the end of these shows, read the Gospels. Really read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. Pay attention to what was going on at the time, at the day, what he was expressing, what he was showing, and how he basically is the linchpin to get us out of this shithole. That's the simplest way of putting it. I always tell everybody to read the book of Acts and the book of the letters to the church, how there was an evolution going on in the faith. Read the book of Revelations, because that is the playbook. That is the playbook. So again, don't just, yesterday it was another one of those days where I was watching prophecies. I had people, I was watching the Hopi prophecies. I was looking at some of the biblical ones, how they some of them correlated. And, again, I don't always go by prophecies either, because prophecies can be interpreted. You can think it's one thing and it's something else altogether. But I was intrigued by what the Hopi were even saying in regarding to what's coming down the pipe. So, again, when all these different faiths of the world are starting to talk the same talk or along the same lines, maybe it's time to pay attention. Maybe it's time to start reading what I'm telling you to read. Might be a good idea. Might be. At the top of the page, I'm always talking about people up there trying to help you and finding solutions. So I encourage you all to support anybody and everybody up there that you can. If you can't do it because you're broke, because they destroyed your livelihood, we all understand that. So I would just say, you know what? Get your house in order. Get things. Get back on your feet. Take care of your families, take care of your responsibilities. When you get going, if you can do it then, that's great. In the meantime, share the message. Share the message with everybody you can. Have a look at the links. The links are very key here in demonstrating some of the things I'm talking about, which will give people a better idea of what we're actually dealing with. So again, I would encourage everybody to, again, share those links. Look at them yourself. Define better. I've got that on a concert from London, and I also got the original. The original actually has the words, so they're both very well done. So again, I encourage you to listen to them as well. Alrighty, I think we got it all. I always say at the end of these shows, we are still here by the grace of God. So until the next segment, to your health, take care.